Hector, stop right there!
I froze with my hand hovering over the large vat of bright red tomato soup. It would have been a perfectly ordinary pot of soup if it hadn't been for the long, bright green rubber snake that was now floating around right in the middle of it.
Hector, I'm warning you!
I slowly turned to look over my shoulder. I could see all the dinner ladies in their bright blue uniforms staring at me with their mouths wide open, like doors someone had forgot to shut. Everyone in the dinner hall had frozen, except for Mr. Lancaster. His mouth was open wide too, and getting wider like a big black hole. I could tell he was getting ready to explode because his face had gone as pink as a baboon's bottom, and his nose was starting to twitch.
Don't you dare,
he hissed, glaring at the second rubber snake I was holding in my hand. I looked down at the second snake. This one was bright red, almost as bright red as the boring soup Mrs. Baxter had made. I knew I had two options. The first one was to not drop the second snake in. I would still get punished for the green snake, but maybe it wouldn't be quite as bad. The second option was to drop the snake in. That would make Mr. Lancaster even madder than he already was and make Mrs. Baxter really mad. But it would serve her right for being the worst dinner lady we'd ever had, always narrowing her eyes and giving us the smallest spoonfuls of the things we wanted and plonking giant spoonfuls of the things we hated onto our plates. It was about time someone got her back. Plus, it would make Will and Katie, my two best friends, laugh.
Well, well,
said Mr. Lancaster. Looking back at Mr. Lancaster, I grinned and let go of the snake. A gasp echoed around the dinner hall as the second rubber snake joined the first with a splash. Blobs of tomato soup flew out everywhere. A splodge landed with a splat on Mrs. Baxter's head. A second lump hit with a schlop on another dinner lady's cheek. A third struck with a gloop on Mr. Lancaster's twitchy nose and oozed down to the floor with a drip, drip, drip.
Right, young man, now you've done it. Come with me.
That's the thing people call me when they get really angry, young man. It's as if they're so mad they can't remember my name. In fact, no one ever says my name normally anymore. It's either young man or
Hector,
shouted in a voice which tells me right away that the person is angry with me. Even Will and Katie just call me H, but I don't care. I used to, but I don't anymore. Most people are so stupid that it doesn't matter what they think of me. They're like those tiny annoying flies that buzz around when you're trying to have an ice cream. The worst part is, the stupidest, most annoying bugs in the country all seem to be at my school. I imagine what it might be like to swat people with a giant fly swatter, as Mr. Lancaster started to march me out of the dinner hall. I gave Will and Katie a wink on my way out. After all, I had won our bet. But they were laughing so hard, I don't think they even saw me.
Sit right there, and don't you dare say a word,
snapped Mr. Lancaster, pointing at the detention sofa. Mr. Lancaster is the head teacher, and sometimes I wonder if the certificates on his wall are really secret awards given to him for being the stupidest and most annoying head teacher in the country. The funny thing is, he thinks he's clever. He's always watching me and waiting to catch me out, just so that he can cry,
Hector!
In front of the whole school. When he does that, the veins in his neck go from being two-dimensional to three-dimensional. He's always giving me weird warnings too. Last week it was,
one more time and you'll be out on your ears so quick your head will be spinning like the solar system.
Today it's,
you're this close to getting your legs chopped right out from under you, young man. And then what will you be? Legless, that's what.
If Mr. Lancaster really wants to get rid of me or my legs, he'll have to do a better job of catching me. He got lucky today because I guess he must have been spying on me extra hard. But he doesn't know the half of what I get up to, because I can see his stupid traps from miles away. Like the time he installed tiny cameras that looked like shiny black beetles outside the boys' toilets. He was hoping to catch me taking payment from those who didn't want their hair washed in the toilets at lunchtime. But of course, I saw the cameras right away. Now I wave to them every day as I walk past before taking all my payments in the far corner of the playground. It works out well for everyone. No one gets a toilet dunking, and I get a steady supply of other people's pocket money and sweets. Then there was the time last year when Mr. Lancaster made all the school prefects into lunch monitors and gave them huge shiny badges. Their job was to try and stop me from tripping people up when they were carrying their lunch trays to their tables. But I just tripped the lunch monitors up instead, and they all quit the very next day.
Hector, are you listening?
Mr. Lancaster's angry voice interrupted my happy memory of tripping up Katie Lang and watching her tumble head over heels across the dinner hall while her bowl of chili splattered half of year two.